Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A great university farm, a faculty to match, and a willingness to evolve right along with agriculture. I'd say that was pretty close to Jack Rudolph's thumbnail sketch of Western Kentucky University's ag school effort. Rudolph, department head since 2006, says they offer over 450 ag majors, a variety of choices, but they also encourage students to focus on the big picture.
We cover all the areas: animal science, agronomy, horticulture, ag education, turf grass management. I believe when the students come here, they're able to be in agriculture, but also have a wide range of possibilities. Everybody comes here, their degrees in agriculture, and then they have an area of concentration.
Rudolph says they encourage students to keep an open mind, that at first their job prospects may not be on the home farm or in their hometown.
The job opportunities are out there. There's lots of work, but they need to leave initially, and then a lot of them work their way back home. But I'm overwhelmed at the new things that are opening up, and we were just talking about the other day about GIS and GPS and so many things that we never even considered before. And again, the locally grown movement as far as food goes, all of those things are exploding all over the country.
On that point, the Ag School is getting set to embark on a new value-added venture of its own. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with Western Kentucky University's Ag School Department Head Jack Rudolph discussing opportunities in agriculture these days. They're paying particular attention to options beyond producing the raw ag product through value added, creating additional jobs from processing to marketing. And the department itself is adding to its dairy program a cheese processing unit.
We've started with cheese because we'd never made cheese before. I visited Mississippi State and they have a really large dairy foods program there. So we see that as a potential for ourselves and our students. We want to be good examples. We want to make money, and we want them to make money.
He says installation work has already begun on their new facility at the farm. In addition to student education, they'll also offer to local dairy farmers the opportunity to use their facility to add value to their raw product through cheese. Their unit should be up and running by this May. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.